Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Hello, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday, brought to you every Wednesday, for the most part, just about every Wednesday, right?
Just about.
1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Thank you for tuning in and joining us. I want to start this off a little different than we do in the past as people start to migrate to the live here. I got something I want to read. As soon as I start reading this, Craig's going to smile because he has heard this many, many times over the years. But a lot of people out there maybe have not. So I thought I would just take a moment and read kind of an interesting comments from history. Okay? Back in 2000 BC, hey Jody, thanks for joining us. Back in 2000 BC, the common thing was, here, eat this root.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When it comes to health.
Yep.
1000 AD, the message became, that root is heathen. Here, say this prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1850 AD. Hey, Janet, thanks for joining us. You'll get a kick out of this little reading we're going to start today with. 1850 AD, that prayer is superstition. Here, drink this potion. Craig knows where I'm going with this. 1940 AD, that potion is snake oil. Here, swallow this pill.
Yep.
1985 AD, that pill is ineffective. Here, take this antibiotic. Right?
Yeah.
And here we are, 2000 AD and beyond. That antibiotic is artificial and causing all kinds of problems. Here, eat this root.
Food.
So we're back to eating roots. Okay, good. Good. We're back to eating roots. There is a website that everybody that is on the Facebook Live today and who hears this by way of the Total Wellness Radio podcast, you're going to want to check it out. It's called the WestonAPrice.org. W-E-S-T-O-N-A, the letter A. Price, P-R-I-C-E.org. Weston Price was a Cleveland dentist. In fact, in the literature that most people don't know exists, he was actually hailed as the Isaac Newton of nutritional discoveries. Again, he's a Cleveland-based dentist who had the privilege, made it his mission, actually, to travel the world and study indigenous populations prior to the foods of commodity, right? Commodities, before they hit their shores. And what he discovered was, is that he could analyze the quality of the teeth with, say, the grandparents and their physical quality and their physical degeneration and the symptoms they were having, which symptoms are really evidence of erosion in the body. And then he'd look at the children, the adult children of the grandparents, and see what kind of physical condition they were in, and then look at the children's children. And he could tell by way of these different populations. He went to New Zealand, New Guinea, traveled all over North America to the Indian tribes. This gentleman was born in the late 1800s. I think he died around 1948 or 49, somewhere in there. And again, most people have never even heard of this gentleman's contribution to understanding the evidence-based physical degeneration symptoms in the body, these symptoms of erosion that could be discovered in the teeth. Mm-hmm. And he did a fascinating study. I encourage you to check out his website, WestonAPrice.org. In fact, in the description on this Facebook Live, I actually clipped a link, and hopefully it pops up. I'm not too IT savvy, but hopefully it pops up for folks that can click on that. It'll take you right to one of the pages on his site, and it's just a minute or a minute and 20-second video of Dr. Price standing there with some what appear to be Aborigines, and you know, having them lift up their gums, and he's looking at their teeth and seeing what kind of physical specimens they are, and it's just fascinating. You know, I think we've lost more historical relevance with nutrition and diet and lifestyle and optimum performance than we really know right now in some ways. I mean, what we know is, you know, a very, you know, supposedly science-based, a medical disease model, disease management model that's driven by, you know, the pharmaceutical industry. And that's what we know. We've known that for the last three generations, you know, the last 110 years, 112 years.
Yeah.
You know, since the Flexner Report of 1910. And that being said, we need to kind of open up the books a little bit and kind of really examine some of the lives of some of these past clinical nutritional geniuses who Craig and I are very fortunate, very blessed to know about and be able to read their literature and what their findings were and what their provings were with people. And it just so happens that today is you know, we're going to talk about tooth and gum health. Some of the things we see, I'm going to share a chart with you that we use in the clinic to kind of identify degeneration, physical degeneration with people. Some of the questions we ask during our evaluations and some of the things that it reveals to us and kind of lets us know that person needs to focus on. Is it liver? Is it lung? Is it kidneys? And they've been very accurate in terms of guiding us, the, these teeth and the teeth chart we're going to share with you, been very accurate in helping us identify these different stress patterns. And then with, you know, our evaluation approach, we can identify what is the cause of that stress and some nutritional things, diet first and supplement second, what they can do to correct those things. But I thought that was kind of an interesting place to start. You know, back 2000 BC, here we have that root, and that'll fix it. And then all through history, how the philosophies have changed. And now we're really strongly, now more than ever, we're back to encouraging people to go back to eating roots. For the
roots and food.
Root and food. So, any thoughts come to mind so far, sir? You want to touch on?
I know that every tooth in the mouth is connected to some organ or system.
Dr. Preston proved that. Dr. Price.
Yes, he did. I'm going to let you show this because
I don't know if it'll come across there properly or if it's going to come across backwards. Unfortunately, with this type of filming, it looks like it might be coming across backwards, but I can try and include a copy in in the links. But it's interesting. Every tooth along the top and the bottom has a corresponding nerve pathway.
Yep.
And when you get, you know, and people have this like a little, oh, I got a tooth problem. Well, do you have a tooth problem or is the organ in relationship to that tooth struggling? And because of the shared pathways, that tooth is also giving you an indication that that pathway is off somewhere. So this is something that's really fascinating. The front teeth or kidney bladder, these two right there in the front, kidney bladder area. And the other thing is, these have some physical symptoms to them as well. Frequent urination, arthritic conditions, feeling kind of wishy-washy in how they're performing mentally, some mental cognition things. And the teeth right below that, these two there, right below, correspond to knees and ankle and back and the lower extremities of the body. Again, arthritic conditions, frequent urination. Osteopenia is very common with that area of the mouth. Also, there's certain emotions like fear, anger, depression, right? There's a lot to be said for this chart and how it was put together and observed and proved by some of the past clinical pioneers, like Dr. Price.
Yeah, Dr. Price, Dr. Roy Lee. He was a dentist also.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
You know,
he manufactured some of the best tools the dentist industry still has to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And most dentists have never even heard his name.
Yeah.
Dr. Roy Lee. Yep. His family owns several patents, one of which is the patent on the drill.
The little high speed motor.
Yeah. His family owns the patent on that. They also own the patent on the sea to air or sea to land guided missiles.
Mm-hmm.
So one moving target can launch another moving target to hit a third moving target.
Yeah.
Yeah. His family is all the engineering genius behind that. I'm sure glad his hobby was nutrition.
Yeah. Well, it really wasn't his hobby. It was his passion.
Yeah. Thank you. That's true.
He did everything else to make money to where he could invest it in diet, nutrition, and teaching people.
Yeah.
You know, he was huge on trying to educate, especially governments and
people of power. He spent a lot of time. Yeah, he did.
He spent a lot of time trying to talk to them to get them to understand that drugs are not the cure. Well, they can be the cure.
If you're having a heart attack.
Yeah, i.e. like
short term,
what we do to meat. That's the cure a lot of these
drugs. The meat's
have.
Dead. The meat's dead, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's what a lot of these drugs will do to you. They'll set you up to be cured.
That's classic.
You know, and he tried to explain to these people of power that, look, you know, under acute situations, I understand these drugs,
mm-hmm.
but when it comes to chronic issues or problems due to starvation,
yeah,
which means that we are eating food that is not nutritious, which, by the way, will break down your teeth,
yeah,
and break down your organs. So
yeah.
you have to learn the difference between food and foods. Stuff.
Yeah, food fillers.
Yeah, fillers.
Yeah, wannabe foods. They're fillers.
Yeah, all they do is, you know, my favorite saying, they make stuff that you leave in the toilet.
And for the most part, not all that good.
And yeah.
Some people really struggle.
So many people, that's why so many people have such trouble when they have bowel movements. You know, because they're not eating quality food.
Right.
That the body can break down, utilize, send to where it needs to be, and then take the waste and eliminate it from the body.
Yeah, Dr. Price was pretty adamant about the need for vitamin and mineral rich foods.
Yes.
And the two foods he quotes and he talks about extensively, that once these foods hit these villages, these tribes, that he got to travel the world, New Guinea, all these places, that he got to travel and visit these cultures prior to these foods of commodity hitting their shores, it was always white flour and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Always white flour and sugar.
And
products.
It would change the whole tribe or person's teeth patterns.
Yep.
That's where you would start seeing a lot of the teeth that were growing together and not growing in straight and clean. You know, but prior to these commodities reaching these people, they had wonderful teeth.
Yeah, and a physical physique to match.
Right.
There was no obesity. They had good full heads of hair. They had good muscle structure. None of the degenerative type illnesses, diabetes and thyroid and cancer and all these other things.
Those things were virtually unheard of.
Yeah, they didn't run rampant at all.
Well, they were basically unheard of in this country even prior to the 1900s.
Yeah, yeah. There was very, very low amounts. You know, it was in the late 1800s when this stuff really started coming on the scene. But that's when the drug therapy model also was trying to gain supremacy in the minds of the American people, for sure. And even to the point of allowing drug commercials on television, there's only one other country on the planet that allows that direct-to-consumer marketing of selling drugs,
mm-hmm.
New Zealand being a population much less than ours, with over 340 million people in this country being programmed daily that, oh, you have a drug deficiency. So, you know, we just did the Nutrition 101 class last night for about 12 or 13 of us here at the clinic. And it was absolutely fascinating because the light bulbs that continue to get turned on
mm-hmm.
to the understanding that the health you have is the health you built, and you need to see what kind of resources you're using to build the house, right, to build the health, is fascinating to me.
Well, every human body needs a good foundation.
Yeah.
And the good foundation is what we put into our bodies.
Yeah.
It is not,
yep.
you know, eating for pleasure. It's not eating because, oh, well, that tastes real wonderful. Most of the time, if it tastes real wonderful, you should be spitting it out because it's full of things that that's, are unhealthy for you.
That's what Stacy would tell us, right?
You know, I mean, I love the taste of vegetables, and I like all vegetables.
Yeah. Even Brussels sprouts?
Even Brussels sprouts.
Oh, my gosh, guy. There's some I just can't do.
I've always liked vegetables. I like salads, but I do like dressing on a salad.
Sure.
You know, because salad is kind of a bland flavor. But it you can put so many things on it that will give it like a color of the rainbow.
Yes.
Set up to where you're getting the nutrients that your body needs.
Yeah.
And that's what people need to understand. We need to eat more for nutrition than we do for flavor.
Yeah.
You know, and we need to stop this eating because we're sad, eating because we're happy, you know, eating, you know, dessert after every meal. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's killing people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, prematurely.
Yes.
Yeah, long before their, you know, their time. So the thing that we ask about, that's kind of enough of a history thing, mm-hmm. right? But it's just, there's so much importance to it. Definitely check out the video clip that I attached on Facebook. Definitely check out Weston A. Price, his website, his foundation, the things that he proved generations ago. You know, when we, from a clinical perspective, what do we do for the now, right? There's several things that we ask clients mm-hmm. you know, on a regular basis. The number one thing I ask is when they brush their teeth, and this is a good indicator for you, pay attention to this for you and your family. When you brush your teeth, is there pink on the bristles of the brush when you're done?
Mm-hmm.
Pink saliva, okay?
Which means that your gums are bleeding, by the way.
This is, by the way, from a clinical perspective, one of the telltale physical degenerative signs that the person is really deficient in some good antioxidants, vitamin E, vitamin A, vitamin C primarily. But in a bigger scope or a bigger, broader picture of that is that they are very susceptible to recurrent, primarily viral-driven type infections.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've seen this clinically, we've seen it proven in other offices. The research and the data from companies like Standard Process and Back to School for Doctors is very, very clear on this in this topic. And the fragility of tissue makes it vulnerable.
And it's also showing that the capillaries in your gums are breaking. You know, when you're brushing your teeth, they're so rigid that they break.
Yeah, well, they're fragile.
They're fragile.
Yeah, they're very fragile.
You know, and so... that's telling you that, you know, you're starting to have some
breakdown,
some vascular problems.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times people that have bleeding gums, they also get bloody noses or they get hemorrhoids.
Ah, that's right. I forgot about the bloody nose aspect. Sure.
And that's usually always because, you know, the capillaries are breaking or... You know, in the case of hemorrhoids, the actual veins or arteries that are in there, they're blowing out. They're not strong enough to stay nice and firm.
Yeah.
You know, when the blood's being pumped, they actually blow a little bubble.
So when you have someone with loose teeth, you're dealing with connective tissue. That's always vitamins and minerals. Always.
Always.
You know, good support there is going to be a requirement if you want to see that change. Obviously,
it's like that old saying: an apple a day will keep the doctor away. Well, what if that's true?
Right. And if it's true, it'd be easy to do.
When you eat an apple, believe it or not, if you have, you know, capillary fragility in your mouth and you eat an apple, you're going to get blood on that apple. Mm-hmm. You'll see blood on it.
Yeah. These are all indicators.
Yeah, they're all indicators that there's something going on deeper.
Yeah.
And you have to pay attention to this stuff. It's not just, we're not just sitting here telling you this for our, you know, for fun and giggles. You know, we're telling you this stuff because it's true.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, what, just listening to how you said some of that reminded me, modern medicine is really good when you're at the cliff's edge and you're going over the cliff's edge, right? And they can reach out. Hey, Katie, thanks for joining us. Hope you're doing well, young lady. We miss you. Ed, good to see you. Greg, Debbie, thanks for being here with us. We thank you. So when you get to that edge, right? Modern medicine is really good.
Reach out and grab you.
They reach out and grab you and save a life. And nobody disputes that. The things that we're talking about are kind of like the guy on the guide, and you're on this trail going through, you know, treacherous areas and big, you know, mountains and cliffs and things of that nature. And when we share these kind of things, it's because we can look at Katie and say, hey, Katie, there's a cliff over there and you're kind of heading for it, but you're, you know, you're really safe right now. You're not even close to it yet, but you're going that direction. Pattern recognition and degenerative health patterns is very, you know, when you're looking for them and know what you're looking for, really easy to spot and kind of redirect the person's path.
That's why.
And modern medicine doesn't know how to do that. Yeah, they don't focus on it.
That's why we ask people, you know, are you getting bloody gums? You know, are
sinuses, headaches, blurred vision, hearing, ringing.
Are your teeth loose?
Yes.
You know, because
so
these
much.
Things are huge.
All indicators.
What are your hands and fingernails like?
Yeah,
you know,
they tell a story.
Are they drying out? And I mean, there's so many little things that we've learned over the years to ask people.
Yeah,
that help to guide us to where we can guide them.
Yeah,
back to health.
Yeah,
but they have to be willing to do the work too.
Yeah, yeah. It takes patience. It takes consistency, not perfection. And I think that's part of the reason sometimes I hear people say, you know, that well, you know, this is the biggest, best, funniest excuse on the planet. I'm a perfectionist. All they're telling us is that they're never going to do anything. Mm-hmm. That's what a perfectionist means, really, in the long run, is that what's it going to take to make something perfect? And by the time you get there, the market's changed or people's needs have changed or what you're working on is outdated or, you know, so this notion that, you know, we got to be able to start with action on imperfections really is what the name of the game is. And so none of us do this perfectly, but we do take action, right? We make it a conscious effort every day to be consistent. Supplementation, the right dietary choices, things of that nature. So teeth are a big one. You know, as some of you may have seen our tooth and gum special that we'll run for wholesale accounts, folks that are practitioners, that type of thing. You know, the tooth and gum formula is one of the best. Grab that book right there. That one right there. Oops, sorry.
That one.
Yeah, this one. It was just some of the things that you need to look for if you're at a wellness store or a health food store, a natural grocers like what we have here. You're not here. We can't help you with this. Look for things that are going to give you the best return for your investment. And white oak bark is nature's aspirin. It's also a toughening agent.
Yes.
It actually brings back certain minerals. Hey, John, thanks for joining us, brother, that the body can use. Horsetail herb has a lot of mineral content to it for toughening. Golden seal, if there is potentially immune challenge taking place, golden seal in liquid forms we're talking, is an amazing natural support to balance out your body's immune system, whether it's bacterial, viral, whatever. But it balances out your immune system response and really enhances the body's ability to get rid of these types of invaders. Clove is another one. Look for things like, I know people that actually take a clove, they'll put a clove on a inflamed or what they think is an infected tooth, knocks it right out. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Doesn't taste very good, but it really does a nice job.
Here's something that a lot of people may not know. Back when we first went to the Hawaiian Islands, people used to take sugar cane.
Yeah.
The indigenous people there, the Hawaiians, and they would brush their teeth with the sugar cane.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that. That's wild.
Because it's very fibrous, for one, but the natural
sugar... It's very what?
Fibrous.
Oh, fibrous. I said virus. I'm like, why would you stick a virus in your mouth? Okay.
No, it's very fibrous.
Fibrous, got it. Okay.
You know, so there's a lot of fibers, and it's like a brush.
Oh!
And they would use that.
And it tastes good.
And it tastes good.
Makes sense.
It cleaned the teeth. And
clove oil, toothache. Oh, it works awesome. Yes, sir. You're right.
Believe it or not, it's actually healthy for the teeth.
Yeah. In that state, before we mess with it,
it's actually healthy, you know.
One of the best things you can do, and John reminded me of this when we talked about the clove oil, and I don't know that I would put clove oil in my water pick, but everybody should get very affordable water pick. Mm-hmm. You can take 2 or 3, 4 droppers full of like our tooth and gum formula with some echinacea or maybe a little clove oil, but all running clove oil through that machine might not be the best idea, but you can take that and then just, you can put it on low setting and really just massage the gums. I just love the sensation, the feeling of that. And then do your normal brushing or whatever you do after that. But, 3 to 6 months of applying that and your profile.
Your gums will get stronger.
Gums will get stronger.
And they'll grow back.
Teeth will actually firm up because you're bringing the raw minerals and the resources right into that gum area where the body needs it the most. And then look into some other things a little deeper as far as, the dietary choices, high food, foods high in vitamins, minerals, that type of thing. Hi, Amy. Thanks for joining us. I think that's really about all we had today. Really check out the website. Just do yourself a favor. Check out the website. Dr. Weston A. Price, again, in our historical studies of, turn of the century clinical nutritionists, this Cleveland dentist was one of the best. He was referred to as the Isaac Newton of understanding nutrition. The guy was really brilliant. And his approach is very, very simple and very, very effective. And so I would encourage you to check out his site next week.
Well, one more thing.
Okay, one more thing.
Take care of your teeth.
Yeah, take care of your teeth.
Once you're an adult, you don't get any more.
That's right. That's right.
They don't grow back.
Next week, we're going to actually have a discussion on doing it's a biannual, a couple times a year minimum, the importance of boosting your immune system with the right nutrition for parasite cleansing. And we've got a lot of information to share on that. Be sure and join us every Wednesday, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, for Total Wellness Radio podcast. We're going to put that on the podcast, but it's the Wellness Wednesday on Facebook. And we're just so grateful that you tuned in. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Mouth guards, if you're an extremist motor grind. So you don't bust them out, right? I think that's what John's referring to. Great one, John. Thank you for sharing that. And on that note, folks, we wish you a wonderful and blessed day. Be good to yourselves. Be healthy and happy. And we will see you next week.
Take care. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
Take care. That's going to do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Remember, if you are a practitioner in the healing arts and would like to have your own interview on Total Wellness Radio, please reach out to me, 307-631-5300. That's 307-631-5300. 631-5300. Send me a text message, your name and your modality, and let's get you scheduled to be on an upcoming episode of Total Wellness Radio.